This is Sarah Pozananovic, biological science technician on the Tofte Ranger District, with this week's edition of the Superior National Forest Update, information on conditions affecting travel and recreation on the Tofte and Gunflint districts of the forest. For the week of March 13th, here's what's happening on and around the forest. The most obvious thing going on all over is that temperatures have warmed up and the snow is melting. There is still some inland snow, but conditions are getting to be pretty hazardous for many winter activities. Ski trails alternate between ice and slush, so you either are going too fast on ice or making a sudden stop when you hit slush. Many trails are listed as open, but conditions are changing fast. A good alternative to trails for a workout is to ski on lakes, because bare ice is a lot easier on skis than rocks. Of course, the ice is melting too. Most lake ice is still pretty thick, for now at least. Don't take anyone's word for it, though. Do your own checking and make sure that the ice is thick enough before you venture out onto a lake. Ice should be at least 4 inches thick to safely walk on, and it is also recommended that you have ice picks along with you. Most snowmobile trails are listed as open by the DNR as of March 5th, but again, trail conditions are changing rapidly. Check the DNR website before you head out for up-to-date information. Bring along what you need to pull your sled out of slush in case you get stuck. And of course, use your good judgment. If the trail is listed as open, but all you see is dirt and rocks, you can assume that route isn't one to travel on. Remember that cross-country travel on a snowmobile requires at least 4 inches of snow on the ground to be legal. Our gravel roads are also getting soft this time of year, particularly on the shoulders. This means to really watch for truck traffic, as it will be harder for either you or the truck to pull to the side. There is still hauling taking place on the Tomahawk Road, 4 Mile Grade, Lake County 7, and possibly the Honeymoon Trail, so be on the lookout for log trucks, especially along those routes. We've seen water across some roadways due to clogged culverts, a pretty common occurrence this time of year, even on major roads like Highway 61. Water on the road is always worth slowing down for, since you never know how deep it may be. So far, this has sounded a lot like a list of watch-outs and be-carefuls. Even though spring around here is known as the mud season and comes with some warnings, there are a lot of reasons to get out and enjoy the forest. Skiing in short sleeves can be a lot of fun, and the smell of warm soil after a cold winter is always great. It won't be long until spring migration begins. Chickadees are already singing their short but sweet two-note spring song. Soon we'll be seeing the first robins arriving for the year and chipmunks emerging from hibernation. Enjoy the weather and what may be the last bit of our winter season. Until next week, this has been Sarah Pozananovic with the Superior National Forest Update.